Gospel of Luke here for a moment tonight. I'll give you my heart. Amen. I'm going to say, like I said this morning, I'm not going to look around at who ain't here. I'm just glad that the Lord knows where we are. Brother read it there when he opened up. The Bible says it were two or three would be gathered together in his name. There he'll be in the midst. I won't be one of them, don't you? Amen. Gospel of Luke in chapter number 23. Just a few little things on my heart, I'll give them to you with the help of the Lord. Verse number 20, when you find your place in chapter number 23, glad I'm here tonight. Glad I'm saved. Amen. Verse number 20, even chapter number 23 of the Gospel of Luke, the Bible says, even Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. They cried, saying, even crucify him. Yet said unto them the third time, why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. They were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests, amen, prevail. That's all that I'll read tonight. Amen. Help us pray for a moment. Thank you, Jesus, Him, God, for the privilege. Honor, Lord, that it is to be in your house, God, among your people. Thank you, Father, Lord, for the answered prayers. Thank you, Lord, for everything that we've already heard, seen, felt in our heart. Thank you, Lord, that you're there, God, when we call on you. Thank you, God, again, Lord, for every time you've let us stand in your power. Every time, God, we've ever felt your presence. But, Lord, I need you, God, again tonight. I pray, Lord, you'd speak to us, God, and through us. Give us the words to say. Help us, Lord, for just a moment. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Said this before, but we're blessed. We're blessed to be where we are. Blessed to live, even where we live. Most of us, we've just about been in church all of our lives. Heard about Calvary, and we've heard about the Lord so much and so often. It's almost like that we've just become immune to it. What a great sacrifice that the Lord made that you and I could have the life that we have today. Oh, what! And as they sung about the blood and how true that it is, nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's the only thing that can wash away my sin and your sin. But it takes up here at the beginning of him in this chapter. We know how the Lord had been in the garden, and they come and they arrested him, led him off unto Pilate here. And when they brought him, amen, before Pilate, Pilate looked at him, and here it was the first time. He said, I can't find no fault in this man. They told Pilate that Jesus was perverting the nation, that he was, amen, that he was just lying to them, trying, amen, to deceive them. You see, this was the plan from the foundation of the world, that men would lie on Jesus, and he could have put a stop to all of it, but he went on anyway. And when Pilate heard how that Jesus was, amen, was from Galilee, and that I read here where he sent him off to Herod. Pilate, I don't believe that he wanted any of that blood on his own head. He said, I'm just going to send him to, amen, just off to Herod. I'm going to let him deal with him. Herod had been hearing about Jesus, and he was desiring to see him. But Herod wanted to see the Lord for all the wrong reasons. Herod was wanting to see some miracle done by Jesus, but he was not even interested in the man. I'm afraid that we're in a time right now where everybody wants the blessings of God, but they're not really, amen, all concerned, amen, about who that he is. I see it all the time. You ask everybody that you talk to, everybody, I don't know anybody, amen, that'll come out and say that they want to go to hell. Everybody wants the blessings of God, but we're much like Herod. He was not really
amen, happy with Jesus. He just wanted all, amen, of the benefits. And as the brother preached this morning, I'm glad that, amen, that when I got saved, that heaven wasn't on my mind. I just didn't want to go to hell, and I didn't really know everything to come along with God and who He was. But thank God, amen, for the benefits of knowing Him and who He is, of having that friend to call on, that open line between me and God. What a blessing that it is. And Herod, when Jesus didn't say nothing, he didn't do anything, they begin to mock the Lamb of God. And they laid a robe on his back. And I could just see them as they went around Jesus. And this was around the time where they was just striking him. And they were telling him to prophesy who that was. And they put that crown of thorns on his head and drove it down on him. And this making fun of my Savior and of your Savior. And they sent him back to Pilate. So here was Jesus. Had just been made fun of. He had just been stood up. Amen. In front of all these mighty men of war. And he walked back, honey, in the shame of my shame and your shame. He made his way back to Pilate's home. And here Pilate stepped out the second time and said, I find no fault in this man. And Pilate was willing, amen, to just whip our Lord and let him go. But that whole crowd of Jews standing there was not going to go along with that. And Pilate said, let me just release Jesus and we'll crucify Barabbas. And they said, oh no. They said, we won't rid of Jesus. And one part of the gospel of the Bible said that they cried out and said, let his blood be on our hands. And can I tell you, they're still suffering today because of it. Amen. And so it took me a minute. My back took it tired. And so here they was, and Jesus standing here, and that whole crowd crying, amen, crucifying, do away with him, we don't want him. And Pilate said the third time, he said, why, what evil hath he done? That's what I want to give you here for a minute tonight with the help of God, is what evil hath he done? I realize we're in a day where they're stamping God down on everything. Man, they're printing off new versions of the Bible. Amen, it's evil, honey. And they're saying that God's in it. But brother, there's never been a no guile found in his mouth. And so what evil hath he done tonight? Amen, y'all with me? Everybody all right? Hang with it, I'll preach to you. Amen, here in a minute. And we, a lot of times, brother, we feel like that we're not guilty. Amen, that we didn't kill the Lord. You're just as guilty as the crowd that's from there that day and cried out to do away with it. That's all of us. You might say Jesus stood there and looked over that multitude. He was looking at the people that just a few pages before had sat down. And Jesus had took bread and a few fish and blessed it and broke it. Yeah, I believe with all my soul that same was the same crowd. Amen. It was bodily. Amen. A brain, the lame, and the blind, and coming to the Lord. And he had touched them and healed them. But all of a sudden, nobody wanted Jesus anymore. Amen. John chapter 6, I find a whole multitude, amen, that it eats that bread from heaven. I find a whole crowd that woke up, seen Jesus was gone, and got on ships to go find him. That same crowd, boy, wanted to take him and make him king. But when they heard the whole truth of the gospel, they didn't love Jesus as much as they thought they did. Amen. They said, what can we do to have eternal life? He said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And the Bible said that many of them walked away and walked no more with him. The Jesus turned on little old Simon and said, "Will ye also go away?" Listen to what he said. He said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? What evil hath he done today?" Tell me why in my own life when I walk through a valley, hey, you do too. We slight blaming God. But Pilate may have done a lot of things wrong, but he said this statement was true. Man, I can't find no fault in him. All over our nation, they're trying to fill the void in their soul with drugs and alcohol and fornication. Oh, they're taking it all in. Oh, but all that's going to burn. All that's going to take man to hell. But I'm glad, thank God. Amen. There's a day when the boy down in my soul got filled. And he gave me something that's more than blood. It's more than this world. Honey, it's a far better place than where we are. We'll pray in the Lord. We'll answer our prayers. God, why'd you make that happen? Amen. Can I tell you, I'm glad, amen, that God hasn't answered every prayer I've ever prayed. Amen. Preacher, I wouldn't say that. That's why I did, you didn't. I'm glad there's some prayers I asked God for that God didn't answer. Because if I'd have got what I wanted, I wouldn't be where I am right now. We all in here. Oh, it'd do a lot of us some good. And man, to just quit worrying about the things that's out of our control. Come on, and quit worrying about the things. I know that's easier said than done. It's easy, amen, for me to tell you how to trust God. That's easy said. Amen, but honey, it's hard sometimes. Oh, when it feels like the world is just setting out on you. But when that comes, don't blame God. He said, casting all our care upon him because he careth for us. Amen. A lot of psychiatrists have been. Here is just a full upon him. I don't have to go into a saint's office, lay down on a little couch, and start from the beginning of my life and tell him all my problems. Well, thank you, Lord. The only way that old psychiatrist knows, hey man, your problems is because you tell him. But I've got a God, hey man, that knows my needs. But before I even know, he knows what I'm facing. But before I ever face it, tell me tonight, what evil hath he done? Yet without sin. And I thought the brother said this morning, amen, he who knew no sin became sin. Did not say that Jesus committed sin. Jesus never one time committed homosexuality. He never one time coveted. He never one time lied. Amen. There was no sin found in this man. And he that knew no evil took all our evil. Amen. That we could have eternal life. He stood that day in Pilate's hall. Amen. Stood like a sheep before all the shears is dumb. Yet he opened not his mouth. What evil hath he done? I wish you knew how much I love Dwayne. I wish everybody had the same heart. there's some questions arose. Lord, why is it this way? Y'all hear me? Oh, you look out there, sister. I believe all my soul, Kathy. Amen. That Dwayne was born like he was born. If all it is to carry the preacher water and to love everybody, but thank God what evil has been done. Preacher, what I want, oh, and God just—he just won't give it to me. God don't love me enough to answer my prayers. Oh, God help us! I mean, He loves us like no man can ever. Oh, man, a lot of times, amen, the prayers don't come because He's working it all together for our good. Whether it's tomorrow or 10 years down the road, you'll still have to look to glory and say He has done no evil. What evil have you done? I took it off the wall a minute ago, but back here in that Sunday school class, there's a poster laying on that door, on the table. Them youngins wrote down last year. I didn't see it till the other day. And it says praises. And it's everything that God has done. And we'll take you look back on and praise the Lord for it. Some of them's just guns being guns. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But there's some of them that you and I ain't gonna take a lesson from them. Don't hurt me. And if you can't see it, I hope that maybe when we get out of church, everybody just walk around, just take a look at it. Nobody prodded these babies to say what they said. Nobody told these youngins what to praise the Lord for. I mean, they heard mom and daddy pray on the other time. They heard the church call it on God. But when it came to pass, they said, you know what? God answered me. We owe me a weeping may endure for the joy. Shall reap and joy. That boy was born, the first picture Todd sent me. That's what I told you. They that sow in tears shall reap and joy. Has God not been faithful? Sometimes we can't even fill up one line of a page. We can't even come up with one sentence. When the preacher said anybody got anything, we can't even come up with one sentence to say. And our babies, a lot of them ain't even reached the age of accountability yet. Could look and see how good God has been there for us. Amen. Oh, no, me. Let's go down to it, look. Here for just a minute. Amen. You know, it talks about baby Nora. I'm just going to get her choked. We all know. Straight to serve.
Yeah. Right. Praise the Lord.
mean, I know, preacher, you've talked about all that before. I'll tell you 100 times over. It says Morgan got saved. Well, let's just go ahead and have church while we're here. I remember preaching. Once you first stand there, I turned and nurse Morgan. Pull her hair on her face where I couldn't see her. Oh, I remember one night. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you ain't got nothing to praise the Lord for, you're living in a lie. What am I going to praise God for, preacher? Well, if you can take one of them stethoscopes and stick it in your own ears, put the other end of it on your own heart, and you hear that. You reckon who in the world's doing that? I ain't got no solar panels on my back. You know who's doing it all? The God. When he knew they was mocking him. Amen. The Bible said that Pilate and Herod was enemies. When Jesus left, they was friends. Read it. Read it. That's what it says. Even brother in it in the midst of his own death. His brain fought together. Are y'all with me? I told you this morning, there's some in here that you didn't care much for me, and I didn't care much for you. Oh, but when God comes in, He brings love, He brings unity. There's no division, my Lord. Amen. What evil hath he done? Who wrote that down? You remember? Amen. Who wrote down the morning God saved? Who? Maggie? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want them to know where the help comes from. When they bow their head at the supper table, I don't want them to say, oh, Daddy, I thank you for working hard. I don't want them to say, Mama, I thank you for fixing me. I want them to say, Lord, I thank you for putting it on the table. A just for a man. On down in there, and it says, baby honeycut. I believe now that we're this right now, the news is done come. Hey man, the youngsters is going to have one. I don't know whose idea it was to write it, but they heard you get up and open up and tell the church how much you would desire a baby. I'm talking about what evil has to do. And see Catherine Wiley on the ground and pray and desire to be. Well, I got good news. Other brother done said, hey, I can't tell you what it done, but I seen him carry that little fella around the corner and walk through the door. Tell me what evil hath he done. Well, it may not excite you much, but if you ain't noticed, she's pretty well along herself. What evil hath he done?
Amen. Amen.
Preacher. What evil hath he done? Preacher, you don't understand. I don't want to. What evil hath he done? What evil hath he done? I tell you 100 times. Oh, my God's faithful. God's faithful. God's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. Keep your head up. He is faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, the list goes on. Now we see even Grace is here tonight. Amen. Creedence Burn is on here. Amen. Poor little fella got burned up. He's helped here in the Lord now. Amen. Hey, Tomer. Amen. My little girl had Lyme disease. I watched her lame suffer. I seen it. Didn't even know he's having revival that week. And he said, I don't know if I'll stay home with her or not. I said, you better just bring her on. Brought her up here. Church gathered up around her. Anointed her with oil. Amen. God's been faithful. You tell me one time that God ain't blessed. One time that he's not been faithful. The same God that answered all these prayers is the same God. All right.
Amen.
Check it out sometime. They got nothing there beside of it. This is even 2024 prayers. And they started going down the list.
Amen.
On the top of that list, it says Mermaid. I want them to know the same God that answered all their prayers. It's the same God that's able. I'm going to reach over our possum tribe. Get a hold of my sister's heart and break her.
Yes,
what evil have you done?
Yes, sir.
Now, what evil have we done? I mean, the list is never even. Just the seer and the foolishness that we got ourselves into. Of the times, I don't know why God ever answered the prayer I ever prayed. If I had to put up with me, amen. Come on, women, now. I'd be fed up with myself. Oh, but God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. On that same list, Preston, he talks about little old Jimmy's leg.
Yeah.
Everybody worried to death.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
God's faithful.
Yeah.
God's, are y'all with me tonight?
Yeah.
I know the house ain't full. Yeah. Oh, but I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And when he's around, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's a crowd just to have him. Pray on.
Amen.
Pray on. Pray on. What evil hath he done? What evil hath he done? Is our God not evil? I ain't trying to embarrass you, Joe. But Joe, if he is able to get a hold of a dope head and a drug addict, amen, bring them back in the fold. My God's able to do anything. If God is able to say, to save me, if God was able to move in me, if God could call me to preach, God can do anything. If God can touch a wound, amen, that they say there's no hope for, and bring life in it, oh, tell me what evil hath he done. There's hope for Josh. Amen. Sometimes it may seem like they ain't. Ain't that right? I'm tired of praying for it, preacher. What if the Lord got that way? What if the Lord was to ever get tired of making intercession for us? Buddy, I love what the Bible says. He ever liveth. Did you get what that is? He ever liveth.
to make intercession.
Amen.
For me and you. You know what he's doing right now, Christian? He's making intercession for your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's making intercession for your papa.
Amen.
Thank you. Well, he's making intercession for us.
Yeah.
I don't put a smile on your face. Amen. Amen. No. I mean, we have a God that knows he is not evil. Amen. And he loves us even though we are.
Amen.
I'm done tonight. Anybody else need to pray? Tell me what evil hath he done? What evil hath he done? Maybe you just want to thank him. Maybe you just want to praise him. Yeah, man, he's done no evil. He's done no evil. Maybe the prayers you prayed, you got discouraged, don't pray them. Yeah, man, you say, preacher, I'm just tired of praying them. Listen, what evil hath he done? What evil hath he done? Thank you, Jesus.